Welcome to Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. Richard is an executive communications counselor, coach, and conference speaker with clients throughout the United States and internationally. Communication Matters deals with topics ranging from communicating through the news media, making business presentations, managing crises, and developing leadership presence. Learn more at richardmcewen.com or contact him at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com. And McEwen is spelled M-C-K-E-O-W-N. Now, here's Richard.
Well, it's good to have you along for this special edition of Communication Matters. And I say special because in light of some recent breaking news events, I'm going to interrupt the series we've been moving through on four fatal flaws of business presentations. And we'll pick up next time with that series. But in light of these recent events, I want to take some time to comment on dealing with a crisis situation. And of course, the backdrop for this discussion are the situations that have unfolded in the Gulf of Mexico and in Southern California, which have both received nearly continuous media focus and which have impacted literally thousands of people directly and indirectly, and certainly attracted the intense interest and focus of millions of people throughout the United States and around the world. And one in particular will continue to have a profound impact on the affected organization, its brand, and public perception moving forward, and to a certain extent, that of the entire industry that it's part of. In any crisis situation, there are lessons to be learned. You know, more than a few of you might have had the thought over the past several days of something like, "There but for the grace of God go I." Or perhaps you've wondered how you might handle the intense media scrutiny and public interest that comes with a crisis situation. So in this episode of Communication Matters, I want to offer a few key points and some observations and recommendations that anyone with leadership and communication responsibilities should bear in mind with regard to crisis communications. Now, before I get into those, let me say that my goal here is not to judge anyone's performance or to criticize the way that they've performed in any crisis situation. Playing Monday morning quarterback is the easiest position to play, and that's not what I'm going to do here today. What I do want to do is revisit and remind ourselves of some basic rules of thumb when it comes to anticipating, addressing, and recovering from a crisis situation. So with that, let me mention a few things that any organization, public or private, that they should keep in mind as they develop and refine their own communications strategy when it comes to crises. First and foremost, it is absolutely essential that those who will be representing the organization publicly in a crisis be trained and trained and trained over and again. Training must be a regular part of their routine. It is not enough to merely go through one training session and think that you're ready. Training and drilling on camera over and again is something that should be done at least three times a year. And that person who thinks that a single session that was done some time ago is going to carry them through the intensity that comes with a crisis situation is setting themselves up for failure. And they're also putting their organization at potentially enormous risk. Now, I'm well aware of the value of time and the resources that such training takes. And I'm well aware of the value of time at the senior levels of an organization. Trust me, I've heard it all for years. But when a crisis strikes, the time and resources spent in preparing to communicate will not matter unless it was not enough time and it was not enough resources. Second, if and when a crisis hits, the media and the public want to hear from senior leadership. Corporate spokespeople, they serve a very valuable role in managing a company's public interactions day to day. But when a crisis hit and draws widespread public interest and concern and puts your organization under the media microscope, people want to hear from the senior levels. It's critically important to convey that leadership is concerned, they're visible, and they're actively involved in dealing with a crisis. And of course, they need to be prepared to communicate not only the vital information itself, but also in a way that elicits confidence in them and what they're saying and credibility in them and their message in the organization. And that just takes practice and seeing and feeling what your audience will see and feel. You want to know not only what you're saying, but how it's coming across. And you really can't know that unless you've seen it yourself. Because you know what? You will see it in the crisis itself, and that is not the time to wish you had seen it before when the stakes were not so high and the entire world wasn't watching. Third, if you haven't done it already, make sure your crisis preparation and response plan has a well-developed social media component. Social media is here to stay, and it's where people are increasingly going for information and perspective on all manner of issues, and that's especially true in crisis situations. Don't believe me? Just ask somebody who's been through a crisis over the past few weeks, months, and couple of years. They'll tell you. You want to be engaged and involved in the discussion that is taking place with or without you on social media platforms. Traditional media will continue to play a vital role in the whole communications pipeline. Make no mistake about that. But also make no mistake that social media is playing as big a role as traditional media. In fact, social media is where many traditional media are going for information, leads, opinions, and perspectives. So if your organization is nowhere to be found, seen, or heard in social media, you run the risk of being marginalized, if not completely irrelevant, in the broader discussion that's taking place on social media platforms. Now, let me add one observation for anyone who is wary of social media for whatever reason. It can be your best friend and greatest resource in a crisis. And it's a resource and an opportunity. It is not a threat unless you are not involved with it. And lastly, let me recommend that you provide regular updates throughout a crisis. We live in a world where people crave information. News is available each and every second of the day, and it's available at people's fingertips. You know, once it might have been possible to provide a daily briefing, not so anymore. Updates throughout the day should be provided throughout a crisis. Even if an update involves saying we don't have any new information since the last update, but to recap, here's where things stand. Then once you've given that update, identify when the next update, expressed as a specific time, is going to take place. This sends the signal that you appreciate and that you're sensitive to the public's interest and their right to know. And it also conveys that you care beyond saying the words, "we care." Caring is expressed in action much more effectively and credibly than it is in words, and this is especially true in a crisis situation. So I wanted to offer these thoughts at this time as we all have been watching a couple of real crises play out over the last couple of weeks. And perhaps they will prompt you and your organization to consider how prepared you are to communicate in a crisis. You know, in football, every team has what they call a two-minute drill that they practice over and over again. It's designed to score points to win a game just as the game is coming to a close. Well, that's a great strategy for football. But you know, in a crisis situation, it's 180 degrees opposite. A crisis is won in the first 2 minutes, not the last 2 minutes. So taking the sort of steps I've outlined here will help make sure that your organization is not caught flat-footed and unprepared in the event of a crisis. Because after a crisis hits is not the time to prepare for it. You know, crises are not easy, and normal operations are going to be upset. That's just the nature of the crisis. But you want to take the occasion of what we've seen in the last couple of weeks and develop the mindset of it's not if, but when a crisis might present itself. And use that mindset to take a look at your own level of readiness so that you are positioned to respond and recover as quickly as possible. Now, next time, as I mentioned, we will rejoin the series on the four fatal flaws of business presentations. And if you missed the first, I encourage you to go back and listen to that podcast and join me again next time for another edition of Communication Matters. And until then, I'm Richard McEwen.
This has been Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. If there's a topic you would like Richard to address in an upcoming podcast, he wants to hear from you. Email Richard at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com and follow him on Twitter at @RKMcEwen. And be sure to visit richardmcewen.com. Communication Matters is a production of Richard McEwen, all rights reserved.